Chinese markets have faltered after leader Xi Jinping consolidated his power at the ruling party congress this weekend. China's biggest tech giants saw significant drops, with shares of Alibaba, Baidu, and Tencent all closing down more than 11%. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure and joins me for more. Robin, hello.
Hello, and welcome to Here and Now, Deepa.
Thank you, Robin. So the Chinese Communist Party conference ended this weekend, and Xi Jinping made some changes to the top committee that runs China. What were those changes, and what spurred them?
Well, he put loyalists in, and I think markets around the world were looking for some sort of visibility or clarity on market-centric moves or maybe an opening after the draconian COVID lockdowns and everything, and they got kind of just the opposite. They got deafening silence on market reforms. They didn't see anybody with particular economic expertise put in, and the government leaked kind of, oh, by the way, economic results that are below trend for the year. So there's this concern, and it remains a concern, that there's going to be an emphasis on ideology and cult of personality and maybe national champions over privatization and market reforms. And you're seeing the markets reflect this in a major way on Monday.
Were there any economic policy announcements that went along with the new leadership announcements?
No, not in particular. There was the announcement of growth for the quarter, which is below trend for the year. And there's a concern that they're not going to reverse course. Right now, the economy is inextricably linked to the COVID lockdowns yet. The lack of, I think, visibility on if there are going to be property bailouts or bank bailouts for a very stagnant kind of ghost property market. There are many more questions coming out of this than answers, and I think that's why the markets are reacting like this. I mean, for example, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong is at a level unseen since the financial crisis, April of 2009.
Okay, so the markets are taking a hit. In particular, I mentioned Alibaba, Baidu, and Tencent, which, for those who don't know, are just really tech giants in China. What other companies have been hit by this, and what does that mean for China's economy?
Especially tech multinationals, when you've seen people who've stepped forward, like these internet celebrities who are there, who Xi has really looked askance at them and told them to kind of pipe down their act. And that's why you see these companies that otherwise would be very valuable if they were U.S.-listed multinationals. They trade at a fraction of the book value, for example, compared to a Google or, a United States Amazon player or someone like that. And so this idea that he is not going to let these companies assert themselves in the private markets, these multinationals, and in fact, he might let some nationalized kind of state players budge in on their territory. Again, this is a massive concern, and you're seeing these stocks getting dumped in the absence of any visibility. And you're seeing electric vehicle makers and others that are not getting any visibility about the world markets.
In the last few seconds we have, what does it mean for the economy? Is that, that doesn't sound good. Dumping stocks down 11%.
Well, the financial markets are one thing, but the currency is cratering as well. And people have some very real questions, like where does the state end and the actual economy begin? When can we trust the numbers? Are you burying numbers about the toxicity in the property market? How much of that is on the books of banks that are effectively national banks and nationalized banks? And so when you have private markets worrying about creeping nationalization, they, of course, are going to sell first. And this person might be in office for life.
We have to leave it there. Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure.